to talk about that series and more NBA things. With us here on the program this afternoon, the host, or one of the hosts of NBA TV. He'll be on the desk tonight and moving forward throughout the playoffs with his ever-rotating and changing cast of characters there at NBA TV. Rick Kamla with us here in Salt Lake City. Hey, Rick.
Hey, if I was the only host, I would be working, I don't know, like 18 hours a day, man, and I love the league, but that kind of wear me out a little bit.
Well, it seems like every time I turn it on, you're on, though. It must just be you and Weiner as hosts over there, because you two are the only two guys I see hosting.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, the identifiability and stuff like that is such a blessing, and I just love the league, and I'm blessed to have this gig for a long, long time, man.
Well, enjoy it and continue to enjoy it as we enjoy the postseason. It appears, Rick, right now we are on a collision course of the Thunder and Cavaliers. Now, things can change, and we understand that, but in the West tonight, it's a 3-1 lead for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oracle Arena's tough, but the Thunder have won there, so give me your thoughts on tonight's matchup. And you know, the Warriors just haven't looked like the Warriors most of this series. What's your read on where this game is tonight?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me a result either way, because you know Golden State's in a death game. They're at home. The crowd's going to be feisty and ornery and all that. But Russell Westbrook is a different kind of guy right now. He's playing in outer space right now. He really is. He's the best player in this series. You know, if they gave an MVP for the West Finals, he'd be that guy. And he's a total matchup problem for Stephen Curry. And I'm glad Steve Kerr came out and said, you know, Steph's fine. The injury's not why he's struggling. Thank you for saying that, Steve Kerr, because nobody's buying it. He's out there. And is he 100%? No. Is he, you know, is his knee going to be feeling better after some rest? You know, yes, but there's no time for that. Talk to Steven Adams, you know, whose family jewels took a ruthless shot in games 2 and 3. Adams turned his ankle in game 4, came back in. Adams had his mangled right thumb absolutely thunder hacked by Draymond Green on like the first possession of the game, went to the line and hit 2 free throws. So I love Steph. I mean, I love him. I'm a huge fan, but I can't hear, you know, that report yesterday. Oh, he's only 7. Stop it. Just stop it. He is getting Russell Westbrook. And every point guard in the NBA that plays Russell is going to get Russell Westbrook. He's on another planet right now. He's playing smart. He's playing hungry. And he's an all-time great. And all-time greats tend to win championships. And I think this is Westbrook and Durant's year to get that first championship.
Wow, that's interesting you say that. I've kind of been riding that Cleveland bandwagon just because I can be a little bit different, because it seems like everybody – the Golden State bandwagon got a little too crowded for me. So I kind of jumped on that Cleveland. I think this could be a year as well for the Cleveland Cavaliers if they can kind of channel what they've done at home, certainly. But – back to the Steph Curry thing, I'm with you. I don't like when the injury things are brought up. We can see it. He doesn't look 100%. You don't need to tell us that, but nobody wants to hear that stuff because everybody at this point in time is either tired, fatigued, they're sore, something's going on. And so we don't need to hear the injury excuse, but I'm telling you, and you hit on this, even if he's 100%, I'm not sure that anybody's slowing down Russell Westbrook right now. He's become a force of nature.
And OKC's defense is look, Golden State was having a hard time passing the basketball. They were having a hard time dribbling the basketball in a fast break scenario in Game 4. That's how ferocious the OKC defense was. That's a product of the length and athleticism of OKC, the coaching of Billy Donovan to get them in the right spots. OKC has Golden State at checkmate. And whether you know, the final move in the chess game is tonight or Game 6, OKC is going to win this series. And I want to make it clear, Stephen Curry was asked after Game 4, are you healthy, stuff like that. He said, I'm fine. And it was a very short, terse answer. He is not using this as an excuse. There was a report, you know, from a source close to the team, blah, 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 that said Steph is not, you know, that Steph is 70%. So Kerr hasn't said it. Curry hasn't said it. I don't know where it came from, but, you know, credit them. Golden State is not using it as an excuse.
Billy Donovan, people wondered if he'd be able to make the transition, and wondered rightfully, because there aren't and haven't been very many college coaches that have been able to make the transition very easily. Now, granted, Rick, most college coaches don't inherit two of the five best players on the planet when they take a job over. So he did step into that. There were some growing pains during the season, but as much as Westbrook and Durant and Ibaka and those guys have played their tails off, I think Billy Donovan learned a lot over the course of this season, and especially in those matchups with the Warriors that they all took in the regular season. And I think he's done a terrific job adjusting, especially defensively, to the Warriors, something other coaches haven't been able to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And he had a stroke of brilliance in Game 4. They were telling Robertson, basically, you know, hunt down on defense, and when we get on offense, just get out of the way. And Golden State was doubling off of Robertson to try to help on Russ, to try to help on KD. And what Billy Donovan did was he told Robertson for Game 4, every time they double off of you, run to the basket, and we'll find you. Steven Adams hit him with that baseball pass or football pass, whatever you want to say. And, you know, there were many, many backdoor opportunities. He had 17 points. Golden State can't beat OKC if Andre Robertson is in double digits, let alone has 17 points. So Billy Donovan's done a phenomenal job of coaching in this series. And he has outcoached Steve Kerr, the coach of the year. And I'm not dissing Steve Kerr in saying that. I don't think Steve Kerr's done a lousy job. I just think Billy Donovan's done that good of a job. And if I'm Kerr tonight, I scrap it up. Bogut's coming off the bench. I'm starting Andre Iguodala. And I go Green at 5, Barnes at 4, Iggy at 3, Clay at 2, and Steph at 1. I try to play ultra fast. I go back to the D'Antoni thing, 7 seconds or less. We're getting one up. And we got to get hot, and we got to stay hot. But I think sticking with the same, you know, mindset and the same structure that they've had, it's proven that it will not work against this version of OKC. So I think Kerr does need to change up and make a major adjustment tonight.
Rick Kamla, our guest, NBA television host, hosting tonight and tomorrow's pre- and post-game coverage on NBA's Game Time, starting at 7 o'clock Eastern. That's 5 o'clock here in Salt Lake City. Plus, they have all the post-game stuff, the press conferences and everything else. So flip it over to watch Rick. And who's on set with you, Rick? Who are we going to have?
Well, actually, I am not on tonight. I'll be at home watching Game 5. But tomorrow night I'm on with, as we call it, the Big 3. And we say that with all due respect, because all the talent on NBA TV is prime time. But I'll be out with my guys, Dennis Scott and Steve Smith. I'm dear friends with both of them. I just love them to death. And we're just going to have a great time tomorrow night.
3D and Steve Smith tomorrow night with Rick Kamla on NBA TV. All right, to the Cavaliers. I've been on Team LeBron. I love LeBron James. Plays with such a great joy. He's a dominant force of nature, unlike anything we've really ever seen outside of Magic Johnson and maybe Wilt Chamberlain in the game. He's so good and plays so very well. Last night, I don't know where Toronto was, if they didn't get through customs, who that was that showed up at the queue last night, but it didn't appear to be an NBA team. Is that Cleveland Cavalier team that we saw last night, and certainly you're not going to get a 40-point blowout every single night, but is that the type of team they're going to need to have and that type of effort they're going to have to win an NBA championship?
Yes, and I think they're up to that challenge. I just think they're going to get Westbrook. I really do, and I'll break that down in a second, why I think OKC is going to be Cleveland. And it's not really a bandwagon thing. It's not a recency bias thing. It's objective analysis, and I'll explain in a minute. Pardon me, but first to the Toronto thing. I think the Raptors thought they did something winning games 3 and 4. And I think they let their guard down and they exhaled, and they did not come with proper intensity in game 5. You know, they almost treated it like a regular season format, and Cleveland treated it like a death game. And they, you know, Cleveland loses 2 straight games after winning 10 straight. You know that Cleveland is going to come with a huge hammer, and they did, and Toronto wasn't ready for it. I think Cleveland won games 5 and 6 last night. I really do. I think they demoralized and humiliated Toronto to the point where they're not going to be as confident in game 6. So I think Cleveland won the series last night. Now, moving forward, why I think OKC is going to beat Cleveland, I would rather have OKC's cluster of big men, Ibaka, Adams, and Cantor, then Cleveland's with Love and Thompson and Fry. I think Durant and LeBron at the small forward position, maybe a slight advantage to LeBron James, but Kevin Durant is an all-time great, too. I think KD might go down as a top 15, top 10 all-time player. Kevin Durant has a chance to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for most points in NBA history. That's how good he is, and you guys all know that. Okay, but the real advantage for OKC is Westbrook against Kyrie Irving. Westbrook is making the back-to-back MVP, something that's only been done 11 times in the NBA, look like a non-all-star. So what is he going to do to Kyrie Irving, who's never even come close to MVP status, who's even worse than Curry on defense? So I think OKC's winning it all for those reasons.
All right. Rick Kamla likes the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, do you like them tonight, or do you think it has to go back to Oklahoma for them to clinch it?
Great question. I actually, if you had a gun to my head and said, you either pick your ride or you're going to meet God, I would take OKC. Now, I don't know what the point spread is. Don't really care. And again, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, the champ, the heart of a champion, you know, Rudy T and all that stuff. It wouldn't surprise me at all if the champs, you know, breathe life back into themselves and into this series. But Russell Westbrook is coming to kill them tonight, and I just don't think he can be stopped right now.
A lot of violent references from Rick Kamla today. Guns to the head, people going to kill. First of all, I'm not putting a gun to your head, because if I do that, then you're not going to come back on my show again. I might have some terse words for you, like make a damn prediction, Kamla, but I'm not pulling a gun on you.
All right, I'll take the Thunder tonight, but I just did a 4-hour radio show here in Atlanta, so I'm all lathered up, man. I think that's where this is coming from.
Hey, enjoy the night off tonight in the living room, and then we'll look for you and 3D and Steve Smith tomorrow night on NBA TV. Thanks so much for coming on here in Salt Lake, Rick.
All right, my pleasure. God bless everybody out there in Utah, man. Great, great state, and call me anytime.
All right, will do. Rick Kamla, NBA TV host.